Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something a little different. You know, we both love the spiritual seek.
Always a good time.
And they put out this like mini personality test kind of thing called an eco-anxiety check-in.
Oh, interesting.
And it's really got me thinking about like how much worry is too much worry, you know, when it comes to like the planet and climate and everything. I mean,
It's such a
I feel like it could just spiral sometimes.
Right. It can be really tough to find that balance between,
Yeah.
staying informed and aware, but not letting it totally consume you. And
Total.
I think that's kind of what this whole idea of eco-anxiety is all about, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's a real thing. It's not just like, people being dramatic.
Oh, I
Like,
hear you.
therapists are actually seeing this more and more.
Wow.
And it's directly connected to all this like evidence that's piling up about how climate change is impacting us,
Right.
like in real measurable ways. So it makes sense that people are feeling anxious about it.
Yeah, for sure.
But
For sure. Okay. So this test, it's like it gives you all these statements and you kind of see how much you agree with them or not.
okay.
And the first one is like straight to the point, the planet is deteriorating too rapidly.
Oh wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Right. Like,
Yeah,
yikes.
they're not messing around with this one.
No subtlety there.
And honestly, like when you look at the science, it's hard to argue with that statement.
Right.
The changes we're seeing, like the rising temperatures and the glaciers melting and the crazy weather events, it's all happening way faster than it should.
It's scary.
And a lot of it comes down to things that we're doing as humans,
Yeah.
like all the fossil fuels we burn and deforestation, you name it.
Yeah. Okay, the next statement is about Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
It says, Greta Thunberg is a heroine of our times.
Ooh, interesting.
And I know, she's a very polarizing figure.
Yeah.
People have like really strong opinions about her one way or the other. But
Totally.
you can't deny that she's had like a huge impact on the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, remember when she sailed across the Atlantic to go to that UN climate summit?
Yeah, that was a moment.
Talk about putting your money where your mouth is.
Right, like she's not just talking about it, she's living it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why she resonates with so many young people, you know?
Totally. She's become a symbol for a whole generation that's demanding change.
Right.
They're like calling it intergenerational justice, which is basically saying, hey, you messed up the planet, and now we're the ones who are stuck with the consequences.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for that, older generations.
Yeah.
All right, statement number three, people should live in a more sustainable way.
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good in theory, but what does that actually look like in practice, you
Oh,
know?
right. What does that mean for our everyday lives?
Exactly.
Well, it definitely involves reducing our impact on the environment, like for sure.
Yeah.
Like creating less waste, using energy more efficiently, and supporting renewable resources.
So like solar panels, electric cars, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. But it goes even deeper than that. Like,
Okay.
there are communities that are completely rethinking how they produce and consume food, like focusing on local and composting everything.
Interesting.
I even read this article the other day about a company that's making furniture out of recycled ocean plastic.
Wait, what? Furniture out of ocean plastic.
Yeah, isn't that
That's
cool?
amazing. See, this is why I need this test. It's like giving me hope that maybe we're not all doomed.
Yeah, there are definitely solutions out there.
Okay, good.
But speaking of plastic, that leads us to the next statement, which is plastic production must be stopped immediately.
Whoa, yeah, that's
That's a strong one.
it's a strong statement, but I get it, you know.
Yeah.
Have you seen those pictures of sea turtles trapped in plastic and stuff?
It's heartbreaking.
It's awful. And then you hear about microplastics in our food and everything.
Right. It's a huge problem for sure.
Yeah.
But to just stop production completely, like immediately, it's
Right.
not that simple, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the medical equipment and food packaging that relies on plastic,
Yeah.
Like we're pretty dependent on it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So the solution probably lies more in like reducing our reliance on single-use plastics, finding alternative materials,
Right.
and making sure that what we do use actually gets recycled properly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a complex issue.
Okay, next one. Pollutant emissions must be reduced immediately.
Ah, yes, getting to the heart of climate change
And
here.
isn't this what like the Paris Agreement was all about?
Yeah, exactly. The Paris Agreement was this like huge global effort to try and limit global warming.
Okay.
And a big part of that is reducing greenhouse gas emissions. you know, which mostly come from burning fossil fuels.
Right, right.
The problem is, even with all the countries that signed on and made these commitments,
yeah,
the reductions they promised probably aren't enough to, like, completely avoid some of the more serious consequences of climate change.
So we need to do more.
Yeah, like, we need faster action, more innovation in clean energy.
Right.
It's a real race against time at this point.
Okay, last statement, and this one's kind of intense. If we keep up this way of life, the planet will soon be unlivable.
Deep breaths, everyone. Deep breaths.
Yeah, deep breaths. I'm already feeling that eco-anxiety creeping in.
It's understandable. I mean, that statement is, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy to feel overwhelmed by that kind of, like, doomsday scenario.
Totally.
And the scientific projections, they can be scary, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that it's not, like, a guaranteed outcome, you know?
Okay.
We still have the power to change things.
So, like, our individual choices matter.
Exactly. Like, the choices we make every day, the things we buy, the policies we support.
Right.
It all adds up, you know?
So it's not about giving up. It's about, like, channeling that anxiety into action.
Exactly. Like, recognizing the urgency, but not letting it paralyze us.
Okay. So going back to this test, it scores you on a scale of 0 to 6.
Right.
Based on how much you agree with the statements, right?
Makes sense.
So, like, 0 is basically everything's fine. Let's all go to the beach.
Uh-huh. Living in blissful ignorance.
Yeah. And 6 is, like, full-on bunker mode, stocking up on canned goods.
The prepper approach.
No judgment, though, wherever you land on the scale.
Of course not.
I mean, honestly, some days I feel like I'm a 2. Other days I'm definitely a 5.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster for sure.
It totally is. I wonder where our listeners are falling on this.
Yeah, I'm curious to know.
You know, what's really interesting to me about all this is that, like, even though eco-anxiety is uncomfortable, it at least shows that we're, like, awake to what's happening, you know?
Totally. Like, we're paying attention.
Yeah, and I think that's the first step, right?
Absolutely. The key is just not letting that awareness turn into complete paralysis.
Right. It's about using it to drive positive change.
Exactly.
Well, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
Thanks for breaking it all down.
Anytime.
And for everyone listening, here's a question to kind of ponder as you go about your day.
Mm-hmm.
How can we, like, both individually and as communities, turn this eco-anxiety into a force for good?
That's a great question.
Because the planet really needs us to be engaged and informed and active.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya.